Now we're going to go to a couple of Christmas calls from past years. First, we're going to hear from Steve, Mylon, and Mark as they weigh in on a marriage dispute over whether it's okay to enjoy Santa Claus. Then two calls are addressed to Chris, Jill, and Mark, the effect of a husband's alcohol addiction at Christmas, and then the mother's broken heart over an estranged child and the lack of response when sending Christmas gifts. Let's listen.
Meredith's calling us from Washington, D.C., WAVA is that great station there in D.C. Hello there, Meredith. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
I'm good.
Good.
Good, good. So I wanted to, I am conflicted. You did say that's a big word right now, so I wanted to make sure that I stayed on that. I'm feeling very conflicted in reference to the holidays, but specifically Christmas. I mean, I think with Halloween, I pretty much know there's nothing good about that. I don't need to celebrate that with my family. But my husband loves.
No, wait just a second. Can you just stop right there? Why do you think there's nothing good about Christmas?
Well, Halloween, nothing's good about Halloween. I'm thinking everything is, in my opinion, good about Christmas. But I'm conflicted about the, should I let the kids see Santa? Should I do the elf on the shelf? You know, I'm conflicted about that. Because in my mind, I'm thinking those are distractions. And, you know, the kids don't really look at it like, oh, we're celebrating Jesus. We're celebrating the birth of Christ. This is a time of giving. They're thinking about, oh, you know, I got to write my Christmas list down because I want to get it to Santa. And when is the elf coming? So those are the things I'm trying to tell my husband. And he's like, they're kids. You got to let them be kids. And it's okay if, you know, they indulge in Santa and stuff. And for me, I'm conflicted because I would love nothing more for them than to have fun and enjoy the holiday with their friends. But I'm also trying to be obedient and make sure that I'm doing the right thing by them and God's eyes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let Mylon crank us up here. He's dealt with this for many years with many kids. I'll just make this one comment. What I hate is when you take a secular thing and try to make it Christian, like Elf on a Shelf. You know, you don't want to do like Apostle on a Waffle or something like that. You either go there. But Mylon, your thought about why is it that we can celebrate Santa and the other
Apostle on a Waffle. Okay. Well, you know, he lives near Waffle House. Okay. There's one on every corner in Indiana, you know, and we don't have Waffle Houses.
And Waffle Houses are owned by a Christian. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, speaking of rabbit trails, Meredith, we certainly got off onto one here. But you are talking about something that is a powerful issue during the holidays. And the fact that families are divided internally, just like yours with you and your husband, as to where will we put our emphasis. How old are your kids, by the way? Don't tell me 17, 18, and 19.
13, 8, 2, and 1. I've got three girls and a boy.
Okay. So, you know, it is so difficult to go through the Christmas season without seeing a picture of Santa Claus. I mean, he is everywhere. I don't care where you look, you can't avoid. And we used to call Santa the Christmas clown. You know, he was a clown. And we would always say, well, you know, some people really enjoy having Santa at Christmas time, and we can understand that, but this is really the celebration of Jesus and the birth of Christ.
Right.
So we would try to blend it and just say we wanted to acknowledge the reality that Santa is this really almost omnipresent being during the holidays. But the reality is what is Christmas all about? And, you know, your one-year-old isn't going to get it, but your older kids, of course, will. And I just think you're going to have to just simply be as honest with your husband as you are with us and just say, can we find some sort of a compromise here? And just really ask him to be more serious about this. Because here's the deal developmentally. We implant ideas into kids' heads early on, and that because they're so impressionable and they absorb so much and they remember so much, we're actually deeply influencing them. And it's not just that they're kids and that's what kids like to do. We're actually putting a false imprint into their memory system. Yeah. And I think we need to be very careful of that.
Agree.
Mark, do you have any thoughts here?
Yeah, and I see a lot of people who conflict with this, and I think it's possible to have both, mm-hmm. To have the excitement, and of course it's hard to get away from it because it's you know, as Mylan was saying, right, you go into stores and if they go into school, it's being talked about all the time. There's this excitement, and of course kids do get excited about the gifts and the magic and things like that. But then I hear your tension with the real message of Christmas. And I think it's important to have both. And I wonder if you and your husband are struggling here because of the different traditions you may have had growing up. And the one thing I was talking to my wife yesterday, our kids are 17. And we were just kind of reflecting a little bit about how we've done growing up. And I said that the one thing that I would have liked to have done more specifically around Christmas and the holidays was to do more traditions, because I think traditions lead to family bonding. So I personally think it's okay to have both, but it's finding that balance, right? And maybe you read the, you know, some family members read a little part of the story of Christmas during the 12 days. And so I think it's possible to have both here for your kids, especially like Mylan's saying that, you know, some of the younger ones, they're not really going to fully get it here. But I think it's worth a chat with your husband about the different traditions that he grew up with, what was important to him, why he really enjoyed those, and you share the traditions that you grew up with him, and then try and find a balance. Try and find something that you guys are going to do together for your family, right? And to do family bonding.
And I have to tell you, it was a traumatic, literally traumatic experience for me when I learned that Santa wasn't real. And I think you have to be really careful about whenever a child asks you, is Santa real? I tell you, to lie to a child about that is a problem. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just my thing. But anyway, Santa, I mean, here's a guy. He doesn't shave. He's overweight. He smokes. He smokes a pipe. Many times kids sit on the lap of one that smells like alcohol. He's obviously never watched What Not to Wear. So, you know, that to make it all about that, that should not be the focus of Christmas.
Absolutely.
And if you're not really overly talking about the other, you know, you mentioned tradition. One of our traditions, everybody crawls up in our bed, and that's where we read the Christmas story, and that I love that tradition, and it's just something that we never ever want to stop talking about that.